So we're back on Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm sitting in for Jeffrey Davis. My name's Ian Moth, and we have a great show for you today. Today we have founder and CEO of Excellent Writers, Jennifer Powell.
Good morning.
And Greg Stoller of the Questrom School of Business at Boston University.
Hello.
Well, I'm glad that you guys could join us today. How's Language of Business going?
Our Language of Business television show is going terrifically well. We're currently aired two times on WBIN-TV, who is our broadcasting partner in Derry, New Hampshire. We're on Saturdays at 12 noon, Sundays at 11. We also have been broadcast and are currently broadcast on approximately 90-plus public access stations in 24 states across the country. And, of course, we are available all the time on our blog, languageofbusiness.biz. It's going terrifically well. We've been at this. Jennifer, I actually didn't even tell you this. I was thinking about it as I was driving in this morning. We've been at this for about 4 years. We've been on commercial television now for 6 months, and it's been great.
Wow, time flies.
Yeah, time very much flies, and we have up to 15 volunteers who are active with this project, and sort of the core, which is Don Kelly, our executive producer, Jennifer Powell, obviously sitting right next to me, who is our social media guru. I love that word, guru.
Thank you.
And myself as well. So,
excellent. So you have an exciting event coming up.
We are experimenting. That's really the, if you could define this process over the past 4 years, it's experimentation and iteration, as Jennifer likes to call it. Jennifer called me a couple of months ago and says, we're on TV. We've had a very nice partnership with Radio Entrepreneurs, etc. The next step is to do a seminar. So I said, I don't know how to do this. And she said, sure you do. It's like teaching a class. I said, yeah, but there's no infrastructure. She said, I can help you with that. So Jennifer's idea is to use the power of the internet, how that's changed over the past, I don't know, pick a number, 10, 20, 40 years, and really change how people build their businesses.
Yeah, this seminar is called The Perfect Pitch, and it is an opportunity for people to learn how to write a written pitch that they can use on the internet to appeal to people. And also, and this is where Greg really comes in, is the video. They're going to be able to do a video pitch. They'll learn how to be in front of a camera, how to present their business, how to talk about what they're doing, and then they'll actually walk away with the video, which I think is really exciting. And they'll be able to put it up that afternoon.
I see this with undergraduate, graduate business students, of course, executives. If you look somebody in the eye and say, go ahead and practice, but you have 4 minutes to pitch your business, most people are incapable of doing it well. They can get through the basics, but they're incapable of doing it well. You know, talking about how does it make money, what the competitive advantage is, what the quality of the management team is. Through my partnership, for lack of a better term, amongst Jennifer, Dawn, myself, and of course our partner, the Needham Channel and WBIN-TV, we have found over the years that hitting people on all cylinders, whether it be written press releases, whether it be audio overviews of 30 seconds or a minute, to Jennifer's point, video overviews, it forces people to actually think about their business in a much more pragmatic manner.
Right. And not just talking about your business, but about the benefits to the customers. And I think that's where a lot of people fall down. They want to talk about how wonderful they are, which is important. But customers care more about what it is, what's in it for them, and what they can get out of it. And that's what we can help people to switch their perspectives around to their customers and be able to look at it from that perspective and help them to feel comfortable in presenting themselves. And that's where we're really lucky to have Don Kelly joining us.
Oh, Don's amazing at what he does. I just want to talk about what Jennifer does so well because it's really cool. She's done a lot of editing of my stuff over the years, whether they be simple op-ed pieces or longer works. Her telltale sort of question is, what is your point? And that can not only relate to a paragraph, but also the entire document itself. And as much as it's sort of what I call a cold shower moment, in the sense you don't go to her with draft one, you might go to her with draft four. And she says, I'm not understanding paragraph three, and I'm not understanding your conclusion. And I think to myself, what's wrong with this woman? But she's usually 99% of the time right. Could you speak to
99%? Question mark?
Touche. 110% right.
It's really about getting at the why of what you're doing. And this is a good place for everybody to start when you're dealing with your plans, when you're dealing with something that you're writing. Why are you doing this? What's your point? And when you understand that, then you can go back and edit everything that you've done to have it make sense.
How do you do it, though, in drafts 4, 5, and 6? It's easy to sort of do it with draft 1, but why are you so effective in drafts 4, 5, and 6?
That's the point at which you really are able to look at this, take a step back, and look at it from the reader's perspective. Up until that point, you're just pushing your words out on the paper. Now you have all these words that you can play with, or these concepts that you can play with, and really think about, what is this going to mean to the reader? And at which point are they going to walk away from it? You know, we've talked about the internet and how it's affecting everything. People just, it's, I don't know that it's changed our attention spans, but there is so much demand for our attention. And so you need to be very crisp, clear, concise, and you need to pull readers along. You cannot offer them an opportunity to walk away, because they will.
So Dawn has schooled us that the average attention span of a television viewer is under 5 seconds. Literally, and we've done focus groups that have proven this. What do you think, Jennifer, the average attention span is when it comes to reading something?
Some people say 7 seconds, and I think that might even be too long. It's really, because it starts with the headline, and then it's into the next paragraph. Those are the most important things. But even after that, at any point, people can just walk away.
Well, yeah, 2017 is coming, and people want to see something. You need the multimedia element of a video, and it needs to be short, because we're so overstimulated on the internet with all the colors, the flashing lights, the sounds. You really have to get someone's attention within the first few seconds, so they're gone.
Absolutely. And now increasingly people are using video. They're using the multimedia, the pop-up ads. And you have the opportunity with the internet to reach people you never meet otherwise. But this is your one opportunity to introduce yourself. You know, first impressions really do count.
Yeah, it's like the Old Spice commercials of the 1970s, that you don't get a second chance to make a first impression, quite literally.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So the biggest challenges, you would say, are getting people's attention immediately with the internet.
And that's why we're appreciative of radio entrepreneurs. I mean, we're here, obviously we believe in the show and Jeffrey and Jonathan, everything you guys have done over the years, but we have a marketing challenge of our own, is we don't want to have an empty room on January 14th, is we want to make sure that we get people at the Wellesley Community Center, starting at 9 o'clock, by the way. And we, even if we run this with a finite amount of people or 200 people in the room, I think you would agree, Jennifer, that it will be considered a success.
Oh, absolutely. Well, our hope is to have a small group, because we want to give everybody lots of attention and really help them to address their problems and their specific needs. And I think that we're going to be able to do that quite well.
And it's going to be a paid seminar. Money is going to go back into the production costs for the television show, by the way. So this is not fleecing our pockets. And you can sign up, by the way, at languageofbusiness.biz.
Excellent. Well, it was great having you guys today on the show.
Thank you so much.
Again, we have Greg Stoller and Jennifer Powell. And tell us again when the seminar is.
It's going to be January 14th at the Wellesley Community Center in Wellesley, Massachusetts. You can reach us, by the way, at our various coordinates. Jennifer, why don't we go first?
I'm at theexcellentwriters.com.
This time I'm going to give my personal email address, since this doesn't have anything to do with BU per se. You can reach me at greg@languageofbusiness.biz.
Excellent. And you also mentioned Dawn Kelly.
Yes, Dawn is also available at dawn@languageofbusiness.biz or dawn@dawnkelly.com. That's EY, by the way. He is the third member of our planning group, by the way, also the executive producer of the Language of Business television show.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you guys this morning. Again, I'm Ian Motha sitting in for Jeffrey Davis. Have a great day. We'll be right back.
You too. Thank you.